I'm Christine Nagy from Light FM.
And I'm Michael Riedel from The Morning Show on 710 WOR.
And welcome to In the Wings.
That's right. That's the name of our podcast about the theater. Christine and I are big, big theater fans. I've covered Broadway for the New York Post for 20 years as the Broadway columnist, and Christine is an esteemed actress.
Oh, why, thank you.
What have I seen
thank
you in?
Thank you. Yes.
Are you replacing Bette Midler in Hello, Dolly?
Close. That was Bernadette Peters.
Oh, right.
But
right.
I was next in line.
You were next.
But,
right.
You know, yeah. she didn't get sick or anything. She didn't miss a day, so we're good.
You were the standby, as they call them.
Absolutely, yeah.
But you're still waiting
Here
for the big time on Broadway.
I'm still in the wings.
So we have a number of things to tell you about. Breaking news this week, the Michael Jackson Estate is developing a musical about the life of Michael Jackson to be written by a very fine playwright, Lynn Nottage, who won the Pulitzer Prize for her terrific play called Ruined that I saw off-Broadway several years ago, one of the best plays I've seen in a long time.
So this actually has great potential. This is not some cheesy, let's
No.
just put his songs together. You're making this sound like this is going
to
be good.
If you hire Lynn Nottage, you are hiring
Wow.
a top writer to delve into the life of Michael Jackson. And Christine, you know from his life, from talking about him, I'm sure, all these years on Light FM, it's a complex tale to get into.
This is going to be fascinating. Of course, we're familiar with his music.
Christine, stop moonwalking.
I'm
Calm
sorry.
Down. Sit down.
I can't
stop
help
moonwalking.
Myself. I have to move.
The gloved one. Didn't they call him the gloved one?
Yeah. But there's so much. I wonder if they're going to take it from his childhood right up until the end, so then maybe we'll have a few actors portraying Michael Jackson, or at least Michael as a kid and then as an adult.
Well, I think you have to deal with the life with his brothers, the Jackson Five,
and
because that was groundbreaking,
yeah.
And his father and Berry Gordy and Motown.
Mm-hmm.
My question, though, is how do you deal with all the plastic surgery? How do you deal with the bizarre private life? How do you deal with the allegations of child molestation? I mean, is that really part of a Broadway musical?
I think they're going to have to work most of that in because this is we know so much about his life.
Yeah.
They can't leave those details out. It's going to make it fascinating.
And also all the drug addictions and the sad death there, the premature death of Michael Jackson. I mean, if I know Lynn Nottage, and I do know her pretty well, she won't shy away from it. So she will give you the whole complex story of Michael Jackson's extraordinary but also deeply sad and troubling life. So it could be a dark and dramatic musical.
And we're expecting this on Broadway in 2020.
2020.
Right?
It's going to take them a while to develop it, of course.
Where are they going to start it out? Do you know?
I don't know. I mean, I think Lynn will have a pass at the script first. And if they're clever, they will use the songs, not just kind of like in a jukeboxy sort of a way, but a way to, the songs should heighten various moments in Michael's life. So it could be interesting, but it's definitely one to keep your eye on. Got to have the zombies, though, from Thriller in it.
Absolutely. Who's moonwalking now, by the way, Michael Riedel?
I can't moonwalk. I'm just bouncing.
See, it's hard to sit still.
I know. You can't sit still. You also can't sit still when you hear a Tina Turner song. You, Christine, are on your way to London.
Yes,
right?
I am. Yeah,
the,
in a couple of weeks.
The hit show, the hot show that got rave reviews in London is Tina, the Tina Turner story. And apparently, it's the woman who's playing Tina Turner, who's an American, Adrienne West, her name is, and she's supposedly sensational as Tina Turner. So you got to check that one out for
us. So I somehow have to get in so I can come back and give my review.
You have to get in so
Absolutely.
You can give the review. I think I can pull a few strings over in London to get you in to see the show.
You.
It's sold out, though.
Yeah.
And, talk about another complicated, dramatic life of Tina Turner. This musical apparently doesn't shy away from the fact that Ike Turner was a wife beater,
mm-hmm.
beat her up, abused her terribly, and they deal with that head on in the show. I'm told by my friends who've seen it.
All right, good.
That's going to be a downer.
Seriously, no, I want a show with substance. I can't have just a happy, happy, joy, joy, because life's not like that.
Exactly.
You know, if you're going to portray somebody's life, I want to see the real deal. So, we were talking about the divas of Broadway. So we've got Michael Jackson.
He's
a
diva.
We can call
him a diva.
Put him in there. Tina Turner coming to Broadway. Not
yes.
here yet. When do we expect that one?
That probably will come, I would say, within a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also on the way is Cher.
Yes.
The musical. I've been hearing a lot about it.
Well, they're calling it the Cher Show.
The Cher Show.
A friend of mine who wrote it, Rick Ellis, I asked him, why do you call it the Cher Show? He said, because it doesn't matter what I call it, people are going to ask me, how's the Cher Show? What's the Cher Show like? How's the Cher Show going?
Keep
so he
it
said,
simple.
I'm just going to call it the Cher Show.
Just give in.
And it is now previewing in Chicago, opening on Broadway in the fall. It again tells the life story of Cher using all of her classic songs. Do you believe in life? Got to hit the Roxy dance floor after this podcast.
I'm kind of feeling like I'm at Light FM, but we're not. But it's our podcast. Back to our podcast. Yeah.
Exactly, yes. So it deals with Cher, all the stages of her life. Little Cher, Sonny and Cher, and then Diva Cher. And three actresses play Cher at the various moments in her life.
Has Cher given this her blessing?
Yes, she has been all over this. I'm told by my friends in the cast that she came to workshops, auditions, rehearsals, always stands at the back of the rehearsal studio wearing big sunglasses and a big floppy hat. And nobody really approaches her because she just radiates that I'm in the bubble of Cherdom.
She is.
She is.
Yeah, she's definitely legendary. If we need to see a diva on Broadway, like right away, we need a fix. Where do we go?
Well, Donna Summer.
Okay.
Summer, the summer musical. I saw it. I thought it was fun. It's not a groundbreaking show by any stretch of the imagination. You're not too enthusiastic for this one, Christine.
No, I thought we were getting MacArthur Park.
Oh, so did I.
But we got Last Dance. It's all good. All good. This is a great song, too. And this is from the production. This is not Donna Summer, right? So how many actresses portrayed Donna? So another three.
You've got Little Summer. You've got Summer just when her career is beginning, and then you have Diva Donna Summer.
Mm-hmm.
And the controversial part of Donna Summer's life was she made some homophobic comments during a performance once. And, you know, her fan base was hugely gay because she was the disco queen.
Around what year did she make these comments?
She would have made them, I think, in the late 90s, 2000. She said something along the lines of, you know, God invented Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. So she was denounced by gay people for that, and they boycotted her performances. She claims it was just a joke that she was making. She didn't mean it. She apologized for it. But it sort of tarnished her a little bit toward the end of her life.
I would think so. And so that's portrayed in the show as well?
It's dealt with rather quickly, but you can't ignore it. But the point of the summer show is drink a lot before you go to see it, drink a lot during it, and drink even more afterward, and you will have a good time. Looking for the bar right now.
Equal a good time anytime.
Absolutely. If there's one show to get soused at, it's
all
summer.
Right, we'll do
the
it
summer
there.
Musical.
How about Beautiful, Carole King? Does she count as one of our divas?
Well, she's more of singer-songwriter, a little more, I don't know if I would call her a diva. She's a little too shy, really, to be a diva. She hated performing, you know. And she only performed toward midway through her career because she was a songwriter.
Right.
And then she wrote Tapestry after she broke up with her husband, and she performed the songs at a club just to try them out, and they turned out to be some of the greatest songs in the history of pop songwriting.
Absolutely, but that is an incredible show.
Great show.
Yeah.
Yeah. It shows you that whole music business back then when they worked in the Brill Building and places like that where you have the songwriters, they were in cubicles, and the owner of the company would just go, okay, Carole King, I need an up-tempo song for the Shirelles. Or they'd go to Neil Sedaka, I need a ballad for this group. And they were expected to knock those songs out within 20 minutes. It was a real songwriting factory.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So
it's one of your favorite shows, right?
Yeah, highly recommend that show.
Yeah,
and that's another one of those shows that you go to, and it's like, I know that song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know that song.
Yep.
That one. Yeah. So it's a pleasant surprise, and it brings audiences together. I think, like, everybody was practically holding hands and crying.
Yeah.
You've got a friend. I saw people reaching out to each other like that was their song, you know?
Yes. At the Carole King musical, they hold hands and cry. At the Donna Summer musical, they hold hands and try to walk a straight line.
And drink. Yes, exactly.
Your assignment now, Christine, should you accept it, is to come back from London and give me a full report on the Tina Turner musical.
All right. Let's look into that.
All right.
Definitely want to check it out. So, Michael Riedel, thanks. I'm Christine Nagy. We'll be back again with In the Wings.
And let's go out with a little Tina.